on this episode of Rev Hang.
It's time to start filling the sprinklers with DEET.
Fun is not the word I would use, but that is a word.
Putting Grosjean on a podium in this economy.
I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to start an international incident. South America has enough problems right now, but that's another podcast.
Stay strong, Herta Bros. We'll get them next season.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Rev Hang. I am Nathan, and alongside me virtually is my good friend and co-host, Ben Bagley. How's it going, Ben?
Oh, it's going pretty good. We're a little late recording this episode because I was up in the mountains doing some walking. So I didn't get back till decently late Monday, and Tuesday was a wash. So here we are.
Here we are, recording on Wednesday. I'm glad it wasn't just me because I moved over the weekend and this is my first free hour.
Oh, I forgot that you moved. Here I was feeling bad. Yes. I was like, man, I really messed up the schedule. But no, it was you, actually.
It
not
was
me
actually
at all.
Me.
No fault
yeah.
of my own at all.
Both of us.
Yeah.
So yes, as you can see behind me in this lovely camera, I am not in the same location. As previously stated, I have moved. So I am in a new spot. In an apartment rather than a house, and so if you hear noises, that would be that.
Very cool. How are you liking the space?
The space is good. It's not been the smoothest of transitions.
No?
Well, transition's been fine, but second night, actually, there was a mosquito outbreak.
In the house?
Well, it was outside, but it soon became in the house. Like, literally hundreds of thousands of mosquitoes crawling all over our building. I looked at our back porch from the street, and, like, it was just, the walls were crawling. It was nasty.
It's time to start filling the sprinklers with DEET.
Yeah, something like that. I gave the back porch a good spraying with some Raid. We got it handled, though. We discovered if we keep the porch light off at night, it helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot.
So that will be the way to do that moving forward. And then we have some neighbors upstairs that I actually know from high school and am not super pleased that I live in close proximity to. So we'll see how that goes.
It'll be a fun war of attrition.
Fun is not the word I would use, but that is a word.
Yep.
So, anyway, regardless,
big weekend.
Let's get into some racing. This is not a moving podcast. I don't know how you would even do that, but this is a racing podcast.
A backpacking podcast, though.
Still don't know how you would really pull that off, but I guess.
Just talk about places you walk.
So I took a step, and then I took another step.
See?
And then I took a step onto a rock.
Yeah, do that, but keep on talking about how heavy your pack was or how light your pack was, depending on how much money you have, and you're solidly in the bullseye.
Indeed, and then complain about how cold it gets at night.
Honestly, it was pretty warm, but that's neither here nor there. Anyways, we should talk about racing.
Anyways, it's a racing podcast, so let's jump right in with some paddock news. A couple big things happened over the last week. Adrian Newey has been officially signed to Aston Martin. This just happened either yesterday or this morning.
Is that actually official?
Okay. It's not official, but it's unofficially official.
There we go.
So it's being, apparently they're going to announce it at the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, which makes sense, but that's in a couple weeks. But apparently it's a multi-year deal. Also, just aside, there's a quite decent echo in this room, so I'm sorry if I sound horrible.
Time to crank that limiter up.
Yeah, I've got some foam padding and storage that I need to probably put up, but that is neither here nor there. I also, exciting news, also an aside, I have my racing setup all in the room and set up so we can actually play some video games now, soon to come on the channel, which will be a blast.
Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. So Adrian Newey, Aston Martin is all but confirmed. And then Franco Colapinto, the Formula 2 driver in the Williams Academy, has replaced Logan Sargeant. This one is official. He's already raced. He replaced him from the Italian Grand Prix onward, and he'll probably get dropped at the end of the season because Sainz has already been signed for 2025, so can't imagine they can't really do much about that.
This is definitely one of the F2 drivers ever, that's for sure.
It is one of the F2 drivers, yes.
He's now one of the F1 drivers ever.
He is one of the F1 drivers, and yet he still outperformed a lot of the other F1 drivers. Anyway. So, then other news, Kimi Antonelli, forgot to mention, has been signed to Mercedes for 2025 after crashing in free practice one in Monza.
They saw that and they're like, yep, he's the one. Now's the time to announce it.
Yep. So that's the paddock news for this week. Let's move into IndyCar. There were two races in IndyCar this week, both at the Milwaukee Mile, the craziest oval I have ever seen. There is basically no banking, which is kind of insane.
It's like flat track racing on the old Harleys. Very cool.
Yeah. All right, so qualifying top 10 to give you some context. Scott McLaughlin was on pole position for the first race, followed by Malukas and Rossi. David Malukas showing his form. Fourth and fifth were Lundqvist and Power. 6 through 10 were O'Ward, Ericsson, Rosenqvist, Grosjean, and Herta. Moving into the race, McLaughlin maintained the lead on the start. Herta clawed his way through the field early on. O'Ward undercut the field and made his way towards the front on pit strategy. Ericsson and Newgarden crashed on lap 148, and O'Ward cycled to the front. Herta lost a tire late in the race, ending his chances with his classic Herta luck, and Connor Daly made a late charge to third. So, results of the race. First place was Pato O'Ward, winning his third race of the season, followed by Will Power and Connor Daly on the podium. Connor Daly actually doing well? Question mark?
Crazy.
Wild stuff.
Canapito could never...
Yeah. Funnily enough, Franco Colapinto, the new F1 driver, is Argentinian, and I am scared.
Why is that, Nathan?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Why is that?
I am greatly concerned. I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to start an international incident. South okay. America has enough problems right now, but that's another podcast.
That's going into Stinger.
Anyway. So, 4th and 5th were Ferrucci and Pelot. 6 through 10 were Lundqvist, Rossi, McLaughlin, Lingard, and Dixon. 11 through 15 were Rasmussen, Kirkwood, Rosenqvist, VK, and Malukas. 16 through 20 were Harvey, Siegel, Fittipaldi, Legg, and Rahal. 21 through 25 were Armstrong, Herta, Rob, Grosjean, and Simpson. And 26 through 27, rounding off the finishers, or the non-finishers, as the case is, Joseph Newgarden and Marcus Ericsson, who crashed into each other and were not too pleased with each other. That was one of the weirdest accidents I've ever seen in my life. I'm not sure how Ericsson spun out the way he did. There was some slight contact, but it was very strange. Anyway.
Anywho. Yeah.
Anywho.
The second race was much more exciting.
It was. So many pit stops. Qualifying for the second race for top 10 were Newgarden, McLaughlin, Armstrong, Power, Lundqvist. 6 through 10 were Rossi, O'Ward, Rosenqvist, Malukas, and Polo.
Very moving different in... lineup.
Yeah. It's been really interesting. Like, some of the newer drivers have been doing super well. Recently, like Linus Lundqvist is, like, usually a contender.
A contender.
All right, moving into the race. Pelot broke down on the pace lap, going 5 laps down before he got started. Newgarden and Armstrong crashed on the first lap. Joseph Newgarden not having a great season.
We already knew that, though.
Yes, it just continues to get worse. That video I made before the season has not aged well.
No.
Power took the lead on lap 44, and then McLaughlin jumped Power in the pits. Rossi led the field halfway through the race. Will Power then spun on lap 132, but was able to continue from the back of the field. He kept it out of the wall. And then McLaughlin took the lead on lap 217 and maintained the lead until the end. So, results for the race. First through five. One through five.
There we go.
We're braining today. McLaughlin, Dixon, Herta, Ferrucci, and Erickson. 6 through 10 were Rossi, VK, Kirkwood, Grosjean, and Power. 11 through 15 were Rosenqvist, Lundgaard, Simpson, Harvey, and Legg. 16 through 20 were Rasmussen, Daly, Stingray, Robb, Palou, and Lundqvist. 21 through 25 were Fittipaldi, Malukas, Rahal, O'Ward, and Siegel. And 26 through 27, running off the finishers, were Armstrong and Newgarden. Oh, poor guy.
Andretti had all three cars in the top 10, though?
Seems that way.
That's insane.
That is pretty good for them. Palou had a bad race. He ended up finishing, where was he? It's 19th.
Ouch.
Just what Will Power needed for the championship. If only he had finished higher up than 10th. Anyway, so Palou is on the verge of winning the IndyCar Championship. There's only one race left, and he is currently leading by a cool 33 points, meaning that he would have to have a horrible race, and Will Power would have to win the race for Will Power to take his third championship. Second,
it's not
third.
A non-zero chance, though.
Third. Not a non-zero chance. Nashville can be hectic.
All we need is one good Rasmussen torpedo.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
I don't see Power winning. He kind of drives with anger, especially when he's under pressure.
Things with anger.
Yes. So I would be a little surprised if he made it through unscathed and ended up winning the race. But we shall see. All right. Going through the standings before the last race of the season. In first place is Alex Palou. Followed by Will Power and Scott McLaughlin. The top three are still mathematically in contention for the title. Everyone else is out. So there is a world where Scott McLaughlin wins the championship. Just saying. He would need fastest lap and a race win.
But Herta is out of it.
With
so sad.
An Alex Palou DNF. But yes, Herta is officially out of it. Very sad stuff. But he had a very good season. So
stay strong, Herta Bros. We'll get him next season.
I think he should definitely keep his head held high because I don't think he won a race this year. Maybe he won one.
I think he won one.
I think he won one, actually, yeah. Maybe it was Mid-Ohio? Yeah, I think it was Mid-Ohio, yeah. But other than that, he had actually a pretty solid season. Finished high up most of the time. All right, 4th and 5th were Herta and Dixon. 6 through 10 were O'Ward, Kirkwood, Newgarden, Rossi, and Ferrucci. 11 through 15, we have Lundgaard, Rosenqvist, Erickson, and VK, and Armstrong, if I can count. 16 through 20 are Lundqvist, Grosjean, Rahal, Fittipaldi, and Stingray Robb. 21 through 25 are Kiffin Simpson, Christian Rasmussen, Nolan Siegel, Jack Harvey, and David Malukas. 26 through 30 are Canapino, Daly, Porcher, Legg, and Blomqvist. I forgot Blomqvist raced this year. 31 through 35 are Sowery, Carpenter, Ilott, Giotto, and Castro Neves. 36 through 40 are Larson, Sato, Vadier, Vips, and Braun. And 41 through 43 are McElroy, Hunter Ray, and Andretti. Marco Andretti. I just had to clarify, there's so many of them.
Or is that Mario Andretti?
It's Marco.
Or is it Michael Andretti?
I'm pretty sure it's not Michael Andretti. He was probably busy doing other things. But anyway. And Mario Andretti is also like 85 years old or something. Now I have to know, how old is Mario Andretti?
They still have him in the doubles, the IndyCar sometimes, don't they?
I was so close. He is 84 years old.
Wait, Mario is the one who drives... Yeah.
Yeah. He does what the tours around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But yeah, all right, that rounds off IndyCar for this week. Let's talk about some Formula One.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, indeed.
Wow, I sounded super sarcastic when I said that, but I promise I'm being so sincere. It's just, it is Wednesday, my dudes.
It is Wednesday,
in every meaning of the word.
Yeah. All right, first through fifth in qualifying, we had Lando Norris on pole, followed by Piastri, Russell, Leclerc, and Sainz. 6 through 10, we had Hamilton, Verstappen, Perez, Albon, and Hülkenberg. Yes, Verstappen qualified 7th. 11 through 15, Alonso, Ricciardo, Magnussen, Gasly, and Ocon. 16 through 20, Tsunoda, Stroll, Colapinto, Bottas, and Zhou.
Colapinto right. Keeping up that second Williams car tradition.
Yeah, but it was his first race, and he out-qualified Valtteri Bottas, so we'll call that a win.
There you go.
Man was less than a tenth of a second slower than Lance Stroll. I'm just going to put that out there.
Lance Stroll, the benchmark.
Oh, man, he's like in his eighth season or something like that, and he's being compared on pace
so
to a
to
worst
me.
Race guy. Yeah. I wonder how long he's going to be in the sport for. I mean, clearly as long as he wants, but I wonder how long that's actually going to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe he'll get married and have kids and then just retire.
Oh, I could have said something mean, but I'm not going to. All right.
I can't even draw it out of you today.
No. It's been a long
week.
Trying
to get you to say something about Argentina. You won't even say something about Lance Stroll.
I love how you try to get me to say something about Argentina, and then I take a sideways stab at Brazil for no reason. Anyway.
Just catching strays.
Yeah. All right. Going into the race, we have on lap one, Leclerc and Piastri pass Norris into the second chicane, because Lando would not be Lando if he was in first place at the end of the first lap.
He had a decent start on the straight.
He did. He actually had a good start off the line, and then Piastri said, I'm having none of that, and decided to race him into the second chicane and cause him to lose time, and Leclerc capitalized.
Yep.
On lap 16, Norris undercut Leclerc and actually managed to get past him. Leclerc stayed out for a one stop while the McLaren stopped twice. So Leclerc ended up cycling to the front while the McLarens fell back. And then Leclerc was able to save his tires until the end of the race, miraculously. It was a very, very long stint, the second one. But he managed to win it. And McLaren were able to catch up to Sainz and pass him without any problem, really. But Piastri finished 2.5 seconds behind Leclerc at the end. Given another 2 to 3 laps, I think Piastri would have won. Piastri was much faster than Leclerc at the end, but that is neither here nor there because Leclerc won the race. So, second and third were Piastri and Norris. Fourth and fifth were Sainz and Hamilton. 6 through 10 were Verstappen, Russell, Perez, Albon, and Magnussen. 11 through 15 were Alonso, Colapinto, Ricciardo, Ocon, and Gasly. Colapinto finishing 12th in his first race is very good. I mean, he's already on par with Sargeant, let's be real.
Yeah, not far off.
Yeah. I mean, I think Sargeant was like the master of finishing between 12 and 14.
Yeah, right in the sweet spot.
Yeah, the sweet spot of still no points. All right. 15 through 19, running off the finishers, were Gasly, Bottas, Hülkenberg, Zhou, and Stroll. Lance Stroll joke incoming, but not really. And then we had one DNF, and that was Yuki Tsunoda. Unfortunate stuff. All right, so let's talk about this week a little bit. Lando had struggled in that race. He was not as quick as Piastri. And yeah, that's about it.
Yep. That's the story, folks.
That's
Lando's slightly slower than Piastri.
Yep. This race wasn't a banger like some Italian Grand Prix have been. It was very much a strategy race. But Ferrari got the strategy right, and I never thought I'd say that sentence.
It's crazy.
I think it's because
usually when they go for the one stop, it's because they want to leave their drivers out to dry.
Yeah,
and just get absolutely devoured, and that didn't happen. That was very confusing.
Yep, I think McLaren did a lot of favors for Ferrari by hiring their strategist.
Yeah.
Leclerc though did drive very well. He saved his tires, he was fast, he kept the pace really well, and brought it home, which is exactly what he needed to do. He didn't put a foot wrong the entire weekend. So awesome stuff for him. I don't think the Ferrari was the fastest car on the track, but he got the right strategy and he brought the best out of his car, so can't fault him for that.
Nope.
Verstappen did have an off weekend, and this is what we're talking about. He is not invincible. He's not guaranteed a podium, especially now. And this championship, even the drivers, I'd say, is wide open.
Yeah, which is crazy to say when IndyCar seems so clinched right now. Well, not so
Right.
clinched, but it seems more clinched than this does.
Yes. I don't know how many races we have left. I want to say it's like 8 or 9. And Lando is 62 points behind Verstappen. So, if Lando wins the rest of the races, even if Max finishes second every race, I think Lando gets it just barely. Plus, there's the sprint races and fastest laps. So there's a world where Lando wins the championship. It might even be this world.
Wow.
Which
What
is
a time.
crazy. If you told me 5 races into the season that Lando had a legitimate shot at the championship, I would have said you were crazy.
Yeah, it seems so assured. I remember even saying that I thought that Verstappen is going to do even better this season than last season. I was
Yes.
like, how hard could it be? He just has to win one more race to be better.
Yep, I do
And
remember you saying that.
yeah. I'm
And
glad you
now
didn't
Verstappen.
make a bet that I had to eat hot sauce for being wrong.
Right. So Verstappen, I don't think has won. It's either 5 or 6 races that he has not won now, and that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah, we'll
Yeah,
see what
and how long has
happens.
it been since we've actually just had multiple people having a shot at winning? Because, I mean, even before Verstappen, there was the Hamilton regime, and that lasted for, what, since 2014?
Yes,
So,
thereabouts. Yeah.
I mean, it's been literally a decade since we've had, kind of an up-in-the-air question
Like
about who was going to win a race.
a solid like seven or yeah, 7 drivers that have a like legitimate shot every week. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
pretty crazy.
Big
I
fan.
think 2012 was the last season that was like that. It was very competitive.
It's feeling kind of like IndyCar.
Yeah, a little bit. It's very exciting, like going into a race and having. I mean, once qualifying happens, you kind of know what the race is going to look like, but before qualifying, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
So it's making predictions difficult, but also, I love it.
Makes it a lot more fun. Yeah.
This has been a very good season. I won't say it's quite on par with 21. 21 was just such a titanic battle for the championship that
Knock down, drag out. Yeah.
I don't know if anything's gonna beat 2021. That was a perfect season for me. But I also haven't been watching F1 that long, so I'm sure people will disagree with me. This has been a very good season with a ton of winners. Let's see who's all won a race. Verstappen, Norris, Leclerc, Piastri, Sainz, Hamilton, Russell. I think that's it. Did Ocon win a race this year? No, there's no way. He's 5 points. Yeah, and he's in an Alpine. That was yeah, never mind. I don't know why I thought Ocon won a race. That's very strange. But yeah, 7 different race winners. And Perez is not on that list. But yeah, very good season so far. I am very pleased. We
Yeah.
haven't had any crazy races, really. Actually, Great Britain was pretty insane. But
Silverstone is awesome. Yeah.
yes, Silverstone is the best race so far this year. I don't think it's even close. Yeah, it's been a overall very entertaining season.
Yep. It makes me more excited for next season, too.
Yeah, at the very least, it's been unpredictable, which is what we've been asking for in F1, right before they changed the regulations.
Be even more unpredictable, hopefully.
It's going to be the same thing as last time. Like, the racing gets good, and then they change the regs right when everything starts to get good. And then there's another team that's way out in front.
Hey, I mean, 2022 was like, well, the first part of 2022 was actually pretty entertaining racing.
Yeah, between Leclerc and Verstappen, that was a good little battle. But then Verstappen just took off, and then that's when the dominance really started.
Yeah. Yeah, but even just like the changes they made to passing and how close cars could be made a huge difference to the racing. So hopefully it gets even better next time.
That's true. Yeah, the 26 regs are going to be interesting to see with X mode and the insane hybrid system where,
but
like,
there's also so many restrictions on the hybrid system and how you can use boost and all that. And yeah, it's really weird. There's a really good engineering explained video on it, actually.
Yeah,
that kind of
they do
into it.
You're talking about like the tech talks,
Just like the Jason Fenske engineering explained.
Oh, okay. I think actually, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that is a good video. But yeah, like half or maybe even over half of the car's power in 26 is going to come from the hybrid system, which is pretty nuts. I mean, if half the car's power is coming from a battery, like, is it even Formula One anymore? I mean, it is.
I don't know.
As long as we don't turn Formula One into Formula E, I'll be happy.
I think Formula One is more predicated on how much money you can throw at a car. I think Formula E would look a lot more like Formula One if it had Formula One money thrown at it.
Yeah, probably.
If we're being real.
Yeah. I still hope the rumors of them going to a naturally aspirated, no battery engine in 20, whenever they change the regs next, probably 2030-ish, 32 even maybe. There's rumors floating around that since they'll have the fully sustainable fuels by then, that they could just make a regular combustion engine and have that. So let's bring back the V10s, please.
That would be sick. I would settle for a cross or a flat plane V8 or a cross plane V8. Muscle car F1 cars.
Yeah, just the absolute rumble. You can feel it in your chest every time they drive by.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah. But yeah,
Cadillac
so
would be in heaven.
They really would. Their engines sound so nasty.
And that ZR1, although that's flat plane.
Yeah.
Anyways. Put a ZR1 engine. Put a ZR1 engine into an F1 car. The same amount of power, if not maybe a little more, but it's all just supercharged or turbocharged V8. That would be sick.
Yeah. Formula Hellcat coming at you in 2030. So yeah, that's Formula One standings. Not much has changed. I don't know if anything has changed actually. McLaren is only 8 points behind Red Bull in the Constructors' Championship. I don't see a path where Red Bull wins the championship. I don't see a path where they, man, even Ferrari's only 39 points.
Yeah.
So Red Bull, I think we said this last week, but I like Red Bull could very, very reasonably finish third.
I think we're honestly looking at a good fight between Red Bull and Ferrari for second place.
Yeah.
I think once they fall behind McLaren, like, that's got to light some kind of fire underneath them, right?
Maybe.
Although I don't know how much that would really change, if they really wanted to win or not.
Yeah. We will see, but there is a very real possibility that Red Bull finishes third and Verstappen wins the championship, the Drivers' Championship. Which would be kind of crazy that the third best car, the driver went, like, people can't just say, it's just the car. Like, that would just debunk that whole thing.
Yeah, although I will say the car is much faster at the start of the year than it was now, I think.
You know, as I was talking, I realized that, and I was like, oh, well, it's just recency bias, I guess.
Car got worse, though.
Car no good. Not
theoretically,
anymore.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows what's really going on. But it's pretty clear that the Red Bull is not on par with McLaren. They're probably closer to Ferrari, if anything. I think Mercedes is faster than Ferrari right now, and as well, in general. Anyway. All right. Pit Stop Championship. Let's talk about it. First place, we have Esteban Ocon with a time of 2.01 seconds. And then 2 and 3 were Piastri and Norris. 4 and 5 were Hamilton and Verstappen. And then 6 through 10 were Perez, Gasly, Bottas, Sainz, and Leclerc.
Weird.
Yeah, odd little lineup there. All right. Standings for the Pit Stop Championship. Nothing has changed. Perez and Verstappen are way out in front, not really challenged right now, which also means that Red Bull is way out in front and definitely not challenged. They are almost 200 points ahead of Ferrari in second place.
It's almost like looking at regular standings and points from last year.
Right, like the actual championship.
Yeah.
All right. Overtake of the week. I gave this to Oscar Piastri for his overtake on Lando Norris on lap 1 of the Italian Grand Prix. In that second chicane, he sent it down the inside and made it work. Well, yeah. It was around the outside and then it became the inside. That's just kind of how chicanes work. But,
a little switcheroo.
Yeah. Very good overtake. There wasn't anything crazy. I mean, there were some crazy moments in the IndyCar races. I didn't
there
really
a couple
consider
outside
them
overtakes.
Passes. Yeah.
Dude, Santino Ferrucci's overtake.
That one was nice. That was probably overtake of the week if Piastri didn't get it.
Yeah. Just absolute balls.
Yeah, we're going to throw Ferrucci an honorable mention on this one.
There we go.
All right, let's move into our predictions. So, first race in Milwaukee, pole position. What did you say, Ben?
I had McLaughlin. McLaughlin.
I had Newgarden, and it went to McLaughlin. So,
yeehaw.
Ben gets that point. Yeah.
I actually did okay this week. I did acceptable.
Yeah. Podium, what did you say, Ben?
I had Pelot, Dixon, and Power.
I had Newgarden, Pelot, and Grosjean. And oof. It was Award, Power, and Daly.
Putting Grosjean on a podium in this economy.
In this economy. In this
economy.
Do
you know where we raced?
It was an oval, so maybe I was a little optimistic there, but... All right. Winning number of pit stops. What'd you say, Ben?
I had 4 for this one.
I had 3, and it was 4. So Ben killed it on the first
another
race.
Another W. That's 3 out of 5. Yeah, 5. 3 out of 5 that I got right. I'll take it.
Solid. That is count. A solid 60%.
Hey, that's passing in college.
Hey, man. You didn't even fail. You got a D.
There we go. All
right. So second race in Milwaukee. Pole position, what'd you say?
I had Herta for this one.
I had Pelot. It went to Newgarden. Podium, what did you have?
I had Herta, Ericsson, and Newgarden.
I had Power, Award, and Dixon. And the podium was McLaughlin, Dixon, and Herta.
Newgarden doing everything in his power to keep from us having something right in a weekend.
Right. All right, winning number of pit stops. What'd you say, Ben?
I put 4 again because I did not anticipate what was going to happen this race.
Yeah, I had 3, and the actual winning number of pit stops was 6 in a race with the same amount of laps.
Crazy.
Wild stuff.
It was a great race to watch. Sports.
It was. It was very good. All right, Italian Grand Prix in Formula 1. Just to remind everybody of the top 5, it was Leclerc, Piastri, Norris, Sainz, and Hamilton. What did you say, Ben?
Well, you see, I had Norris, Verstappen, Piastri, Sainz, and Leclerc with Stroll as my dark horse.
So you got Sainz.
Yeah.
I had Norris, Piastri, Russell, Verstappen, and Hamilton with Albon as my dark horse. I got Piastri and Hamilton right.
There you go.
I will say, my prediction of Max struggling this race actually came true.
Spot on,
so
yeah.
I'll take that one. Fastest lap, what'd you say, Ben?
I had Piastri for this one.
I had Perez. Could not have been more wrong. It was Lando Norris. Driver of the day, what'd you say?
I had Sainz for this one.
I had Norris, and it went to Leclerc.
At least
deservedly so.
Yep.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's move into this upcoming week's prediction. First for the IndyCar Grand Prix, the Music City Grand Prix in Asheville.
Mm-hmm. In the All past, right. It has been crazy. In the past, it has also not been crazy.
Yes.
We'll see which one this is. I hope it's insane. I hope a tire flies into the river. If there's a river by Nashville. Is there?
Yeah, because they go over the bridge. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope a tire flies into the river.
Okay. I hope that doesn't mean a car flies into the river, but...
Just the tire. Indy 500 style.
Clarification there. Right into someone's car.
Yeah.
All right. Nashville, pole position. What do you got, Ben?
I have good old Lundqvist for this one.
And I have Kirkwood. Podium, what'd you say?
Herta, Dixon, and Pillow. I almost put Dixon as my pole, but I don't think I've ever actually seen Dixon get a pole this season, so.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe Long Beach. I don't remember.
Oh, maybe Long... Anyways, yeah.
Anyways, I had Erickson, Pillow, and Herta for this one. Some street track specialists. Winning number of pit stops. What'd you say, Ben?
I put 3.
I got 2 for this one.
Two Alrighty. Is... That seems slow, but go off.
It's a street circuit. I don't think it's going to be crazy high.
That's fair.
We'll see.
We could have another Milwaukee mile.
Yeah, it's possible. I think there were 6 pit stops at one Nashville Grand Prix 1 year, so...
One time.
That was like changeable conditions, so they kept switching between wet and dry tires. It was pretty wild.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. I was just about to say that Nashville is the Baku of IndyCar. And oddly enough, we're going to Baku in Formula One this week.
Explain the reasoning.
Sometimes it can be like the most hectic race you've ever seen, and sometimes it can be the most boring race you've ever seen.
Okay, fair enough. I remember when they were having all the punctures.
Yeah.
Man, there are so many good memes that came out of that day.
Yes. Most notably, the Verstappen kicking his car.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then, was Brake Magic that? I think that was that same race.
Brake Magic.
Yeah.
Wait. Or was it the year after?
No, because Perez won that race when Verstappen was way in the lead. So, yeah. It was Brake Magic was that race,
Brake
too.
Brake Magic.
Yeah. Alrighty. Azerbaijan for 2024, not 2021 or whatever that race was. I think it was 21.
Yeah.
All right. Azerbaijan, top 5. Give me your predictions, Ben.
I got Hamilton, Piastri, Norris, Verstappen, and Leclerc with Stroll again as my dark horse. I'm going to give him another shot.
Okay. I have Leclerc followed by Norris, Sainz, Verstappen, and Piastri with Alonso as my dark horse.
Can't help but notice that we both have Verstappen outside the podium this time.
Yeah, both of us have Verstappen in fourth and an Aston Martin driver as a dark horse.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm going Leclerc because he generally does pretty well here.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. And then Hamilton also has a good history.
Mixed history.
Well, most drivers have mixed history here, so I guess we'll... say that
we'll call it a wash.
Fastest lap, what do you got, Ben?
I'm gonna say Piastri for this one.
I have Norris. Driver of the day,
I got Hamilton.
I have Leclerc.
Ooh, future teammates.
Yes, indeed.
Which sounds so weird to say.
Yeah,
I'm not ready for the announcers to say Hamilton and Leclerc at Ferrari.
Yeah, that's strange. That's kind of weird to think about, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to take some getting used to. It's like when you start a new year and you have to start writing a different year and all your stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to take at least a month.
Having Hamilton in anything other than a Mercedes is just going to be strange.
Yeah.
Seeing him in red, like, what is going on? All right. Anyway.
I can't picture it.
Yeah, it's so strange. All right. Ben, do you have any words of wisdom for us this week?
Oh, man. It's Wednesday, so my wisdom is... my wisdom reserves at an all-time low, but I'll try to get out some niche wisdom, and that would be make sure to drink your electrolytes. You know, if you're outside and it's hot, drink more before you're even thinking about being thirsty. Just drink water. Have a set amount that you got to drink every day. Add some electrolytes in there. Add like a liquid IV or a Noon. I don't know how to pronounce the brand, but one of those little fizzy tablet things, or even an emergency or something like that. Just, you know, make sure you're replacing the electrolytes that you're sweating out. That's my niche wisdom of the day. It really helped me when I was backpacking. There were so many times I thought I was going to cramp up, but just took it easy, took a little break, downed some electrolytes, felt way better.
Awesome stuff. Good advice, Ben. I will not make the mistake of agreeing with you too hard, because if my fiance listens to this, she'll never let me hear the end of how I don't drink enough water. So
I don't think anybody actually, well, no, cross-country runners in high school, they drank enough water for sure.
Yeah.
I do not drink enough water.
Yeah. It's very hard to drink, what is it, 8 glasses a day? That's insane. That's so wild. Yeah. There's one guy in particular that I can think of that I know actually drank that much water that wasn't on cross country, but he's also like complete gym rat, so it makes sense.
Yep, the guys who just carry around like the gallon, like the old milk jugs. They're just filled with water.
Guy I'm thinking of carried the 5-gallon jug and got through it every day. So
insane.
Yeah. Absolutely nuts. It wasn't 5 gallons, but it was large. All right, that wraps up the episode. Thank you everybody so much for watching and or listening to this episode of Rev Hang. If you enjoyed it, leave a like or rating on the platform you listened on. Subscribe or follow if you want to see more. We've got hopefully some gaming coming up. That will be very interesting. I got to get everything set up on my rig here. But I would love to go.
Nathan's going to play Helldivers on a steering wheel.
Totally, yeah. I was thinking more co-op mode in the F1 game, but or go that. Off, Ben. anyway, if you want to see updated standings for IndyCar and F1 or a calendar of upcoming racing from those series, check out our website, revhang.com. If you have a question about racing or about us, hit us up on any socials in the comments or DMs, and we may feature your question on the next show. You can follow Ben on Instagram at BenjiMeetsWorld and myself at 2N_squared. You can follow the RevHang page on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, at RevHang Media, anywhere you get your stuff. We'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about the IndyCar race in Nashville and the Formula One Azerbaijan Grand Prix in the lovely city of Baku, which I would love to visit someday.
That'd be pretty neat. Underrated place to visit, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But until next time, I have been Nathan.
And I'm Ben.
Thanks for hanging out.
See you later.